May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
The reading from Isaiah this morning has this beautiful image of the water cycle, a sort of poetic and biblical version of that textbook picture that we all had in elementary school textbooks of rain falling and water gathering in lakes and rivers and oceans and then evaporating into clouds until they condense and form precipitation again. As the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. La palabra de Dios como lluvia cayendo sobre la tierra, trayendo vida. A veces pienso en esta imagen como una metáfora de la oración. La oración es un círculo como este. No es una calle de sentido único donde enviamos oraciones a Dios y no recibimos nada a cambio. The word of God as rain falling upon the earth, bringing life. I think of this image sometimes as a metaphor for prayer. Prayer is a cycle, a circle like this. You know, it isn't a one-way street where we send prayers up to God and get nothing back in return. I have a friend who once said that he felt like his prayers get caught in God's spam folder. I don't believe God has a spam folder. Though sometimes our prayers are as sort of all over the place as email spam is. And we may not get the answers we want, but God listens. God hears. And that cycle of prayer is described in our collect today, too, as if we hadn't gotten it just from Isaiah. You know, O Lord, mercifully receive the prayers of your people who call upon you. It's calling upon God, it's like evaporation. And then grant that they may know and understand what things they ought to do. You know, God grants us knowledge and understanding. That's the rain. That's the word of God falling and bringing about growth in us. And also may have grace and power faithfully to accomplish them. You know, grace and power is the power to act, inspired by the word of God that's been placed in us. It's like the waters gathering into rivers, lakes, and oceans. And then we pray again, and our hearts are changed again. And we take on another iteration of action. It's a circle, so it can really begin at any point. It can begin with the action of God. It can begin with our action in the world. It can begin with our prayers and intercessions. So for what are you praying right now? You know, where in this moment do you hear the word of God falling into your heart and helping you take root and guiding you to new understanding? Where in this moment is that understanding that's bringing you to action? Invocamos a Dios, evaporación. Entonces Dios nos otorga conocimiento y comprensión, la lluvia que produce crecimiento. Entonces tenemos la gracia y el poder de actuar inspirados por la palabra de Dios que se ha colocado en nosotros. Las aguas que se juntan en ríos, lagos y océanos. Y luego rezamos nuevamente. Nuestros corazones cambian nuevamente, asumimos otra repetición de acción. Es un círculo, por lo que puede comenzar en cualquier punto. Puede comenzar con la acción de Dios. Puede comenzar con nuestra acción en el mundo. Puede comenzar con nuestras oraciones y intercesiones. ¿Por qué estás rezando en este momento? Praying for healing, praying for things to change, praying for strength and wisdom and patience praying for healing in our churches, praying to be relieved from loneliness. Prayer isn't just speaking and sending things up to God, though. It's listening, and it's taking action. And how do we do this? How do we pray when maybe it feels like the very ground beneath our feet has fallen away? Or at least maybe that the soil that had seemed rich and flourishing and where we were growing just fine is suddenly choked with weeds and thorns. There is so much sickness and death right now, and dislocation, and unemployment, and homeschooling, and curfews, and racial injustice, and quarantine, and political partisanship that makes things that should be simple almost impossible. And we can't even go to church to speak to God and to have our prayers offered up in a space like this. When Nate was in the hospital last fall, at least then I could escape to the church. Thank you, Christ Church of the Ascension, for being a place where I could just hide in the back row in the midst of a worship service and know that God was listening. We can't do that now. Or in most places, we cannot do that. But while this pandemic at some level has taken away our common worship, it cannot take away our prayer. And if there's anything that is coming out of this that is good, it is a sense of renewal that we can pray from home. We can pray from our homes, from our apartments. We can pray in our cars. And we can connect to God and leap into that cycle of prayer at whatever place we can get in. And that will help us come forth and bring fruit and give growth. Because we are called, even in hard times, maybe especially in hard times, to bear fruit. Bearing fruit isn't just for the good times, it's for the hard times. A number of years ago, when I was at a Credo 2 conference, the opening night's presentation was focused on integrity. But I will always remember one slide in the PowerPoint. It looked kind of like a motivational poster where the presenter stated, and there was a picture of this, the unpopped popcorn kernel has integrity. And I sat there looking at that and I thought, no! The unpopped popcorn kernel is missing the whole point of why it exists. It's not living into its vocation to be popcorn. Maybe it's frightened. Maybe it's frightened of bursting forth in abundant, fluffy, popcorny glory. And then I thought, don't say anything. Don't draw attention to yourself. Just let it go. And I did. But a night or two later, he referred to that same unpopped popcorn kernel again. And I just couldn't help myself as my hand shot up in the air and, but wait. Suffice to say, he did not agree with my interpretation. But I still feel like Jesus calls us into abundant life. Jesús nos llama a la vida abundante. Como semillas estamos llamados a crecer, prosperar y estallar desde el suelo donde quiera que estemos. No importa cómo se ve el suelo, ser lo suficientemente valiente como para florecer donde estamos plantados. Florecer y producir fruta, incluso cuando las malas hierbas, la sequía y la peste hacen que parezca que no habrá cosecha. You know, as seeds, we are called to grow and thrive and burst forth from the ground wherever we are, no matter what the ground looks like, to be brave enough to bloom where we're planted, to bloom and produce fruit even when weeds and drought and pestilence make it sound like there won't be a harvest. But there will be a harvest. Some seeds are going to produce 100-fold. Good for them. Do you know what? We don't have to expect 100-fold growth. We can produce 60-fold growth, as the parable says, and be faithful. We can produce 30-fold growth and be faithful. And just as God and Abraham once debated over would he save a city for just one righteous man, if the conditions are bad enough, you know, we can produce just one seed and be faithful. Because that is what God has given us in this moment. And if in your prayer you don't feel like you're putting forth 100-fold growth, Jesus still loves you. But keep praying. Because prayer will change us. And that cycle of prayer will draw us deeper and closer into relationship with God, so that someday when we are able to worship again together, we won't feel like we haven't seen God in a long time. Because God will have been there the whole time. My own prayer lately has come a lot from a prayer of Mother Teresa of Calcutta. It's the text of a choral piece that I recorded as part of a virtual choir, but I love this text from Mother Teresa, and we'll share it with you in closing as a way of gathering our prayers. Help me spread your fragrance wherever I go. Flood my soul with your spirit and life. Penetrate and possess my whole being so utterly that my life may be only a radiance of yours. Shine through me and be so in me that every soul I know will feel your presence in my soul. Let them look up and see no longer me, but only you.